KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A cow moose steps out of the shrubby willows near the Yukon River in western Alaska, followed by a small, high-stepping calf of the year. The calf was born here, but his mother was born upriver, and over the past few years, she's worked her way downriver into this excellent habitat. Moose are recent colonizers to this area. 100 years ago, moose were rare on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. But today, this region surrounding Bethel has one of the highest moose densities and fastest growing moose populations in Alaska.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A state dinner at Qatar's Lusail Palace tonight, capping hours of pomp and ceremony around President Trump's arrival in Doha today from Saudi Arabia. NPR's Franco Ordonez is covering Trump's first major international trip since his return to office.
For a second day in a row, President Trump received a lavish welcome, this time from the Qatari Emir, including Arabian horses, camels, and a red carpet arrival ceremony. Trump touted their friendship and thanked the Emir for helping the U.S. as it works to resolve the conflict in Gaza, as well as the war in Ukraine, and tease some upcoming news about the conflict.
I think we're having some pretty good news coming out of there today and maybe tomorrow and maybe Friday, frankly. But we'll see about that.
Like in Saudi Arabia, the Qatar stop is expected to be defined by business deals, but it also comes with some scrutiny over his idea to accept a luxury jet from Qatar that could serve as a temporary Air Force One. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Earlier today, Trump said he was still considering whether to attend Russia-Ukraine ceasefire talks scheduled tomorrow in Turkey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he'll be there, but it's not yet known if Russian President Vladimir Putin will go. NPR's Charles Maines reports on the possibilities.
If Trump, Putin, and Zelensky really do gather in a room together, I think anything could happen. But without them, some kind of ceasefire seems the best hope, and even that would take some doing. The Kremlin sees an extended truce as a way for Ukraine to rearm at a moment when Russia has the battlefield advantage, and Russia's demanding a stop to all Western arms shipments to Ukraine as a result.
NPR's Charles Maines reporting. Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is on Capitol Hill telling lawmakers why he wants less money for his agency, the Department of Health and Human Services. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports earlier today Kennedy told the House Appropriations Committee that Elon Musk's team developed the restructuring plan that he implemented.
10,000 staffers at HHS have been fired since Secretary Kennedy began leading the agency, with thousands more taking buyouts or early retirement. Here's Kennedy responding to a question about who decided which staff to cut.
Elon Musk gave us help in figuring out where there was waste, fraud, and abuse in the department. But it was up to me to make the decision.
Lawmakers of both parties questioned the wisdom of shrinking the size of the National Institutes of Health, which Kennedy described as being corrupt and in need of a new direction. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks end the day mixed with the Nasdaq closing up 136 points. You're listening to NPR News. Some Maryland schools were closed today and people were told to stay off the roads because of flash floods. Allegheny County officials say several secondary roads were still underwater earlier today. Meanwhile, authorities in Central Virginia posted on social media this morning crews recovered the body of a child. They believe the victim's a 12-year-old boy they'd been searching for since he was swept away by rushing water on a road. More than 1,000 baristas at Starbucks have been on strike at dozens of U.S. sites since Sunday. They're protesting a new dress code, solid black shirt and khaki, black, or blue denim bottoms under a green apron that the coffee chain says will stand out. The Max streaming service will get a new name this summer, HBO Max. NPR's Eric Deggan says a change resurrects the original name the streaming service had when it debuted in 2020.
2 years ago, when Warner Brothers Discovery dropped the HBO from the name of its streaming service, some questioned the wisdom of discarding a brand name associated with groundbreaking TV hits like The Sopranos, Sex and the City, and Game of Thrones. The restoration of the HBO Max title, announced at an event for advertisers in New York, seems to acknowledge that idea, as executives said it signaled a focus on specifically unique, quality content. The name change could also signal a move towards separating some assets owned by Warner Brothers Discovery, like its cable channels, into an independent company. Warner Brothers Discovery did not provide a specific date for the name change. Eric Deggans, NPR News.
The Dow closed down 89 points. The Nasdaq was up 136. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Proven Winners, with Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs, offering hydrangeas, lilacs, evergreens, and more. Their full collection is at provenwinnerscolorchoice.com/NPR.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitka Knapp to Castle Cape, gale warning today. Today, east winds 40 knots, diminishing to 30 in the afternoon, seas 11 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. And Thursday, south winds 20 knots, seas 8 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, northeast winds 30 knots, diminishing to 20 in the afternoon, seas 11 feet with rain. Tonight, west winds 20 knots, seas 8 feet. And Thursday, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, north winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet. And Thursday, west winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, gale warning today. Today, northeast winds 35 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. And Thursday, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, north winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, west winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday, southwest winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, rain, highs near 44, north winds 20 to 25 miles per hour, decreasing to 15 to 20 in the afternoon. Wind gusts can get as high as 35 miles per hour. Tonight, rain likely, mainly before 7 p.m. Mostly cloudy with lows around 39. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with wind gusts as high as 20. And Thursday, scattered showers mainly before 10 a.m. Partly sunny with highs near 44. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 in the afternoon. Wind gusts can get as high as 30 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 3:11 a.m. at 7 foot 2 inches. A low at 10:27 a.m. A minus tide of 1 foot. A high at 5:17 p.m. at 5 foot 3 inches. And a low at 9:48 at 3 feet 2 inches. Your sun rose at 6:33 this morning. And your sun will set at 10:44. Bringing us up to 16 hours and 11 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
remember there was a radio coming from the room next door, and my mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late in the evening and the music's seeping through, the next thing I remember, I'm walking down the street. I'm feeling all right. I'm with my boys and with my troops, yeah. Down along the avenue, some guys were shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella groups, yeah. Singing late in the evening, and all the girls out on the stoops, yeah. Then I learned to play some lead guitar. I was underage in this funky bar, and I stepped outside and smoked myself a J. We'll be right back.
Welcome to KSDP's Senior Spotlight Special, where we will be showcasing seniors from around the district. This Senior Spotlight Special will be on Sandpoint's Morgan Gunderson. Morgan Gunderson was born February 18, 2007 in Anchorage, Alaska. She is described by her mom as being athletic, strong-willed, ambitious, witty, independent, and beautiful. Most teachers describe Morgan as being a hard-working student. Her favorite memory of high school is when the whole school got to go out and play softball on the field. The best advice she has for a successful high school career is to manage your time well and have fun. Morgan would like to thank the entire community and her family for supporting her in everything she does. And her plans for after graduation are to go to college and work to receive her bachelor's degree. Morgan Gunderson, we are proud of you. And on behalf of KSDP, congratulations.
KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m. Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on translator K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
All they see, sleeping in her silent dream. I know you're weary, and I know your plans don't include me. Still here we are, both of us lonely, longing for shelter from all that we see. Why should we worry? No one will care, girl. Look at the stars now, so far away. We've got tonight. Who needs tomorrow? We've got tonight, babe. Why don't you stay?
Deep in my
time. But I'm waiting any longer. Why don't
don't you come back?
Please hurry, why don't you come back? Please hurry.
Come back and stay for good this time.
Did you write
come back
book
and
love?
Stay for good this time.
You don't want to stay.
Change your mind. If you want to stay mine, just love me forever. Love me forever.
Why don't you come back? Please hurry, why don't you come back? Please hurry, why don't you come back? Please hurry, why don't you come back? Please hurry.
Just come back and stay for good this time.
Deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me, je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick, hit me, hit me, hit me. In the wilds of Borneo and the vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo, Arapaho, their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me, das ist gut, sehr fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick, it's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
Touch you twice.